This is the Texas Standard.
Our attention once again turning to the Rio Grande side of Texas. President Donald Trump continuing to double down on his position that the country needs to build a wall along the border. This weekend saying he may declare a national emergency to secure the funding after White House officials and top legislative aides failed to reach a compromise to end the partial government shutdown. So what's the perspective on the border? For that, we turn to McAllen Mayor Jim Darling. Mayor Darling, thanks for your time.
Welcome.
What are you seeing right now as far as the border goes?
You know, one of the interesting things we're seeing at the respite centers, probably several hundred, sometimes 300, 400, and 500 a day, which I think is kind of ironic since all the news is on the caravans and we're getting, you know, almost a caravan every 3 or 4 days here on the border of people that were released that were seeking asylum. But apparently that's not newsworthy. And probably, I don't know if it should be, but at least I think it's a little irony where 2000 on the border caused all this ruckus and brought the army here.
Is this more of a crisis than it has been in recent months or years, or no?
You know, I hate to call it a crisis because really the crisis technically, I guess, is getting the people here because of the journey through Mexico and leaving everything you have in Central America. You know, I think we need to do immigration reform, but until, you know, the government keeps dropping them off on our doorstep, we're going to have to deal with it. And so we deal with it in Catholic Charities, and we have our ups and downs. You know, we moved into a new facility, and we had problems. This is how, you know, basic it gets. We had problems because a lot of the people that were coming never used a toilet before. And so we had to train basic, some of the basic things like that. So it's amazing the different challenges. But I certainly wouldn't call it a crisis. You know, that's what all the publicity on the wall is, a crisis on the border, because the depiction is the 500 people that we're getting are illegal aliens. And technically, when we get them, they're legal because they're waiting a hearing. So I hate to use the word crisis on the border.
Are you seeing any effects of the government shutdown in far as processing these folks and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a huge contingent of Border Patrol and CBP officers, and so it's a strain on them, no doubt about it. I mean, the administrative people are laid off. I guess nobody figures that they have any administrative duties to support the guys in the field. And so, you know, they're our neighbors and our friends, et cetera, and they're not getting paid and they're working, and I'm sure that it's disrupting their operations. We had a final briefing before the shutdown happened with them, and they have contingencies, but it's sure is stressing their systems, I think.
If you had the ear of the president and congressional leaders, what would you tell them about their border wall stalemate?
You know, compromise is what politics is all about. I mean, this was local government, and you couldn't solve this problem for at least 5 years now. You know, to get new people in there to do it, but I just can't understand it. I know Senator Cornyn's made attempts, and he's the number two guy in the Senate, but nobody listens. Apparently, not listening to him from his standpoint. And I think, you know, he knows probably the border than anybody else. He's been down here more than anybody else. Border security is important. But a wall, especially where you have a river that's a relatively efficient deterrent, and you have wide swaths of property that are going to be cut off from we call it the new border. It's important to take a look at that. It's not like Arizona or New Mexico or the main parts of California where there's no border. You don't know where it is. We know where a border is, and we have one. And so I think, you know, when you take into consider ecological criteria, property ownership, and really effectiveness on border security, just saying a wall is a wall is really not, I think, the effective way to protect our border.
Well, you mentioned property ownership, and that's something that's come up just in the last couple of days, President Trump talking about different efforts for seizing private land. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one thing they don't do, which we're required to do under federal law, if we use federal funds, is pay damages to the remainder, it's called. So if you had a large farm and we're going to put a road in the middle of it, we not only have to pay for that road, we have to pay for the contingent damages to the remainder of the property. And so this is the same thing. If you're separating your property with a wall, there's damages to that property to the south for sure. And besides which, you know, just inconvenience of getting there, I think would be the dangers of having a wall, being on the south side of the wall. And the federal government does not take that into consideration, number one. Number two, the due process on that is they can come and seize it and then have your hearing, and no environmental impact requirements. And so if we're a local, you know, we would never be treated like that by the federal government for us to acquire property, which we have to do. I don't know why the federal government thinks they should not abide by their own standards that they impose on local governments.
President Trump wants $5 billion for a wall that would not address the entire length of the border. Of course, some of that border already protected by wall and fencing. Do you think that that is unreasonable? Maybe not for McAllen, but would you like to see Congress just give him that in order to get this done? Or,
well, I think the compromise there is if he had $5 billion, he can't spend it in 1 year. I mean, they can't construct all that in 1 year. And so, you know, maybe we're talking, you know, and it's a $1 trillion budget. So maybe you're talking, well, let's talk about $2.5 billion this year, and we'll talk about next year and see where it's more efficient, et cetera. And let's get it done and open the government. And everybody's happy because there's no way you can spend $5 billion in 1 year building the wall. It's not feasible.
We've been speaking with McAllen Mayor Jim Darling. Mayor Darling, thank you again.
You're welcome. Have a good day.